Jack Becker thought about a career in the arts as he pursued an undergraduate college degree in art history. Not sure about the next step, Jack relocated to Alaska, living for part of the time in a tent as he worked various jobs, including cleaning fish. Eventually, Jack decided to pursue a master's and PhD in art history, along with an MBA.
I always knew that I was probably not destined to be a professor, although I do think that art museums are sort of teaching institutions. I had an opportunity to be at a curator at a small institution in Connecticut. It was a great time to be there. I worked curatorially. I also was part of a larger project in terms of an expansion and a new gallery and these kinds of things. And I think along the way, I realized that I was more inclined for things like strategy and development and big picture things. And I enjoyed those kind of challenges versus the academic kind of challenges. I've published, I've written, I've done those kinds of things, but it's the other kinds of things that I felt like were my strength and what I wanted to do as I move forward professionally.
With stops in Connecticut and Tennessee, Jack developed a professional portfolio that appealed to the Joslin Art Museum, especially his ability in big-ticket items that included expansion. Omaha's appeal to Jack brought him here in 2010.
The Joslin has been known nationally forever for the quality of its collections, for its exhibitions, for its programs, for its great architecture. So that was the sort of the great thing that drew me here, as well as the desire to return back to sort of the middle part of the United States and the Midwest, et cetera. So I think that, those are the things that brought me here. I felt the opportunity in a place like Omaha to be connected, the size of the city, its sort of Midwestern character were all things that, directly appealed to me.
The physical expansion of the Joslin Art Museum is a tangible example of what is meant when we hear the phrase, the arts have power.
Omaha is a great city, but people don't come here for the mountains or the oceans or the great weather. But, the cultural amenities of the Joslin and so many other things across this community really contribute to the quality of life. Museums are also places for lifelong learning and lifelong enjoyment. The arts have power. They have economic power. They have emotional power. They have a human connectedness that, help to bring people together and help to create an identity, not only for an institution, but a city and a community that extends beyond its borders.
Jack Becker says he could not have predicted, as that young man cleaning fish in Alaska, that he would ultimately be leading a world-renowned art museum.
I went to college thinking I was going to be a lawyer, worked for the ACLU. So no, I think that perhaps I realized that the kinds of positions I wanted to do were connected with people and sort of larger vision things, but no. I'm always surprised by how things turn out and open to new opportunities and exploring. I think that's a great thing to be able to do. You don't know what's next.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Michael Hilt.